Genevieve gained a big and loyal following with her indie rock band Company of Thieves. But after 7 years, two albums, and national tours, she struck out on her own early last year, leading the new venture with just her first name, Genevieve.
I just feel like that was me as a girl transitioning into being a young woman, and now I've grown up a lot. But this new project is definitely me celebrating being a woman and feeling really empowered. Yeah.
Genevieve grew up in Chicago, where she lived until her recent move to Los Angeles. And over the years, she started a number of bands, including her first one in elementary school.
My first band I started when I was 11 years old, and we were called Darren, as in, like, you're so daring. And it was an all-girl a cappella group that sang songs about our neighbors.
She went on to sing in various ska and punk bands, and in 2007, she formed Company of Thieves while working full-time in retail.
I moved out of my dad's apartment when I was 17, and I got my own place, and I was working, you know, full-time at an American Apparel in Chicago, and saving up to pay my rent of my apartment that I was fortunate to have, even though I wasn't technically 18 yet. And you know, put together that band sort of after work, and so I would be working full-time and then, you know, writing songs and recording them at night. And yeah, I've just always wanted to do this my whole life. It's just what I've done.
Company of Thieves got a lot of buzz, playing all over the country, earning a New York Songwriters Award and being featured as an iTunes Discovery download. Now Genevieve is on tour promoting her new solo EP, Show Your Colors. And tonight she'll make a stop in Indy at the Hi-Fi in Fountain Square. Vice called her single Colors a gleeful, unabashed pomp stomp and hailed the song's girl power theme that seems so appropriate for a singer stepping out as a solo artist.
The whole project is very uplifting, at least for me. It's sort of about, you know, showing your true colors and celebrating whoever you are and what you're going through. Even if you're having the hardest time in your life, you know, it's something worth exploring and worth supporting.
She says a recent move to Los Angeles from Chicago has changed her perspective.
I love oceans and the sunshine and the mountains and going hiking. And I just feel simultaneously like grounded and also just really, really inspired.
You could even say this album is sunny, or maybe mostly sunny with just a few clouds. I'm Melissa Davis for 90.1 WFYI.